you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
LAist Studios.
You're listening to How to LA, the podcast that helps you discover the different rhythms in the city. I'm Brian De Los Santos. Today, we're back on the road to discover more music from our city and really how it builds community in our neighborhoods. For our first episode in this music series, we chatted with folks from High Fidelity Records in West Adams and the World Stage in Lamar Park. From them, we heard about the historic jazz and hip-hop scenes in LA. Look for that episode on our podcast feed. This time, intern Tony Morales and I drove to the 818 to meet Sergio Amalfitano, the owner of the Midnight Hour Records. Midnight Hour Records is a musical hub in the city of San Fernando. It's been located here at the downtown San Fernando Mall since August 2021. The space houses records more than anything, but they also sell clothing, tapes, toys, jewelry, posters, socks, pins, and the list kind of goes on. And in case that wasn't enough, the space transforms into a venue supporting local artists like photographers and musicians. Sergio moves the record shelves and cases and boom. Boom. A few hundred people can fit into this space. They've had punk shows for local bands like Cosmic Joke, an 818 zine fest, a photo exhibit, and in February, they'll be having a pop-up market called Valley Times Day. Visiting this area of the valley is pretty special to me. I live in Sylmar, which is nearby, and it's slower than the city, but it has a vibrant Latino community. And while I'm here, it's really interesting to see some changes here. Cute brunch places, and this record shop that feels fresh. But as I learned talking to Sergio, his record store is rooted in Latino and Chicano heritage that have been present in LA for decades.
My name is Sergio Amalfitano. I am the owner of Midnight Hour Records, and that's where we're at here in San Fernando, California.
Just give us like the vibe that you go for in the shop. Tell us about the music you cater to.
I grew up in playing in punk bands at Cholo's houses, and then you play a show, you're moshing, and then afterwards you're dancing to like boogie and funk and soul, or you know, some electronic music or whatever. California knows how to party. I kind of try to represent our Latin influences, our punk and metal influences, our hip-hop influence, our ska influence, a lot of niche, I guess, kind of genres, but try to piece it all together because I think that's kind of what Southern California is, that culture of everybody clashing and kind of creating this thing together. So
tell me about your experience of being in the valley and catering to people who live around here, being a neighborhood shop, but also being a venue for performance and art and all the other things you've mentioned.
I've been out in San Fernando Valley 13 years. I grew up in San Gabriel Valley. Both valleys are very similar in terms of the demographics, Latino, Chicano, you know, working class families. I live in Sylmar, so I wanted something in Northeast Valley. I always feel like Northeast Valley is not very represented. So I'm just doing my part in terms of how I can network the people that I know are already here, have always been here, artists, musicians, photographers, you know, vendors, all that sort of stuff. And I just try to use it as much as possible as a community space, not just commodities. I don't try to just sell records. I try to bring in culture and records and music and expression. Yeah.
Tell us about the music scene you grew up with. Just give us, you know, some core memories. You've mentioned ska, rock, and how it meshes with other genres too.
The one kind of underlying factor is that, like, if you grow up being Latin or Chicano, like, you kind of are exposed to rock and español. Rogan Español is reggae and ska and punk and all that stuff. You go to a Manu Chao concert, you're at a punk concert that they happen to play reggae and ska in between stuff too. You know, Manad kind of does the same thing, Café Tacuba. So it was kind of that. We're very open to, you know, our Afro-Latino roots, our, you know, Asian Latino roots and all that sort of stuff. So we listen to a lot of chicha, Peruvian stuff. And playing punk shows, you, again, in LA, the demographic is mostly Latin and Chicano, so you are bumping cumbias also. You know, and you go to everybody's quinces and you listen to mariachi and norteños and stuff. So as much as we are Chicanos and Latinos, you know, I feel like we're, it's the Selena thing. We're not one thing too much or one thing the other way, you know? So we try to have cross that line or walk that line of being American and Latin at the same time. So, yeah.
This is intern Tony Morales.
I do want to ask you more about if you know any of the history of San Fernando and their influence and impact in the larger musical scene in Los Angeles, but also just like worldwide.
We used to have a place called Dawnbreaker Studios, which is two blocks away. Dawnbreaker Studios was where Michael Jackson recorded Blame It on the Boogie. It was right after the Jackson 5 broke up, so they went by the Jacksons. I do know that boogie, that genre of music, boogie sounds like, came from that studio with Leon Silvers. Chaka Khan recorded there. Seals and Croft recorded there. That was their studio. Actually, it was a Seals and Croft studio. I know there used to be a record store down the street also called Ophie's Records, and she put out records, which ended up on East Side Story. These kind of things that mean a lot to our culture, you know, lowrider culture, Chicano Latino culture. And they were same thing. They were DIY. You know, they weren't given the time of day by mainstream record labels. So they put it out themselves. And of course, Richie Valens. They have Richie Valens, who broke this kind of mold for Chicano rockers. Even if you look at him, his band was made up of, you know, African-American players, Japanese-American players. So yeah, I think San Fernando, because of us mixing and constantly kind of doing our own thing, we kind of stand outside of the mainstream, but we definitely influenced the mainstream.
Could you describe where we're at? Because we're in this outdoor mall. And for me, coming back here, I was driving and I'm like, oh, we're going to the San Fernando Mall. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. That's a gag, because when I was growing up in the Valley, in Sylmar particularly, there wasn't really a place to hang out.
Yeah.
Maybe we came to get Froyo somewhere around here. Now, at least your shop's here. I could see younger kids coming in here being influenced. Even just seeing the Pride flag in front of your store is like, it's
absolutely, yeah,
opening up for more opportunities for people to feel seen.
Yeah. I mean, I think, again, with what we've always kind of wanted to, you know, encompass was inclusivity for everybody, and showing that our tios and tias are queer. They've always been here. They've been here for generations. And, you know, you get some slack. You get some people that, like, don't like it. And you're like, well, you don't have any friends or family. Like, you don't have anybody that is, like, a part of this community. Like, you don't want them to have a space. Every space you can walk into, but not every space you can walk into and feel like you're yourself or can be yourself. So we try to make it known that we are accepting of everybody, regardless of, you know, gender expression, race, class, all types of stuff. And yeah, I think that that's something that was part of why we wanted to be in Northeast Valley, you know, outside of living in Northeast Valley in Sylmar as well, is we wanted something that represented all of us in here. Again, I choose community over commodity anytime. And whatever I can do to have a space that will help the community, I will constantly use that space for that benefit. Yeah, and I wish I had this type of space when I was a kid. Not too many existed like this. So I'm just trying to fulfill that dream as a kid, but now as an adult.
We'll be back with more on the music scene from San Fernando. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Ghost Waltz by Oliver Mayer, a bold original recovery of Juventino Rosas, one of Mexico's most significant composers. Follow Rosas from his father's early death to his friendship with ragtime genius Scott Joplin, now on stage through June 2nd. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
And we're back, chatting with Sergio about the Valley and its music.
What are some of the acts that you see are popping up that you're proud of that they've performed here, or are you proud of like being in their orbit and knowing about them and maybe even pushing out their music because you are a record store owner and you're able to like influence people like, hey, check this band out.
Bands that I'm particularly excited about are bands from here in the Valley in the 818 Malform. They're like fresh out of high school. Some of them are high school kids, but they play, you know, metal and hardcore and stuff. Fatal Wounds kind of plays this genre kind of called beatdown hardcore. You know, God's Hate is probably our biggest export. Greenwich is a death metal band from here in Granada Hills and kind of all over the valley as well. So when it comes to the 818, Cosmic Joke is another like really fun punk band. Yeah, I kind of just like all that sort of stuff. Tough Front is an indie rock band from out here. I don't know. There's always so much going on. There's always so many new bands coming up, and I'm excited because I do have a venue. So being an older guy, I'm 39, and having kids that are half my age, like expressing themselves and having these really cool bands, I'm like, oh, I wish I was in a band at that age, you know. But so yeah, it's cool. It's I'm always looking out for like new local bands and trying to help them out and trying to have them hop on shows and stuff too. So.
Can you talk about how, like, the Valley, any Valley maybe, is, like, a perfect setting for punk rock or just any type of music where you can have a backyard show?
I've been able to tour the world, and I've experienced that in Mexico. I've experienced that in Colombia. I've experienced that in Venezuela and in Ecuador, where people just open it up and entire villages, entire cities, entire little towns just come out to see it because it's something cool to do. I think we kind of have that sense of here of like, we just want to have fun. We want to enjoy each other's company and we want to support each other. Both valleys are very much like that. I've played hundreds of shows in both valleys and grew up also in the late 90s, like kind of punk and hardcore scene, going to all these shows in LA. We used to have the Cobalt Cafe. We used to have White Oak, you know, the Federal Bar. I think they just shut down with Knitting Factory. So we don't really have venues that are for us all the time. And sometimes the backyard scenes are just the one place that you know you can always have something.
And now you're producing, creating shows in your own record store. How does that feel?
It's awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's basically taking everything that I've learned from the work ethic of Latin families, of work hard, do it yourself. It's very much the same punk ethic from learning carpentry so I can build my own stage and build my bins and build my benches, to learning sound, to, you know, just kind of applying the same skills that I've had from either silk screening or booking or whatever it is. Like, you get to put all of that together and you get to talk to all your friends that you've been in bands with forever and all the people that are photographers. So it's cool. It's a community. music is everything. It's our culture, it's our language, it's our history, it's our politics, it's our artwork. It incorporates all of that. That's why I like vinyl so much. You know, I was in El Salvador and somebody brought me records and they're like, this is before the Civil War. If you used to have this, they would, you know, murder you essentially. So I have things that my grandparents have their names on that are probably not worth anything, but it has my grandparents' names on it. So I love that sort of stuff. There's a physical memory in holding something in your hand that you don't get with Spotify, you don't get with YouTube. Totally accessible, I enjoy that technology, but it's not the same thing. And when you have community and when you have that sort of stuff, like, it's very important to support them. It's very important to buy a t-shirt or a record because, you know, these people are practicing and recording and putting this stuff out, which is expensive to be able to produce. But it's important to kind of support that and support that self-reliance or that sense of self. The entire community is important, not just the people that are on stage, not just the lead singer or whatever, everybody behind the scenes that does the videos and the music and the art and everything. Like, I think everybody has a place that you can celebrate.
That was Sergio Amalfitano, owner of the Midnight Hour Records, located on 1101 San Fernando Road. They're open Wednesday through Saturday from 12 to 7 p.m. and on Sundays from 12 to 4 p.m. We have one more LA record store in this series. Next time, you'll hear from Street Records in Alhambra. We have a full story on LAist.com highlighting these spots. Alrighty, y'all. Thanks for listening and tuning in today. This episode was produced by Tony Morales. The rest of our team is Erica Washington, Evan Jacoby, Monica Bushman, Victoria Alejandro, and Megan Botel. Our executive producer is Megan Larson, and our engineer is Hazmik Pekosian. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.